Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You've got several kids, and you've got some kids who identify with your faith, and others are like, I want to stay home from church. Dad stays home. How do you navigate something like that?
That's a really good question, and one almost every one of us as spiritually single parents will wrangle with at some point. And, you know, Susie, for me, this is a hill that I would die on. Taking my child to church on Sunday morning is so critical that I know I would embrace that conflict with my husband and stand there with Jesus on my side to talk to him about sharing my faith in that way on a Sunday morning. And the reason for that is God made us for community. And we need to at least have our children exposed at one day a week to corporate worship and to see other families that interact and that are in church living out their faith. Our kids need to be exposed to other adults that can have an impact on them through Sunday school and to see how, you know, a father might share faith on a Sunday morning. Now, and I do recognize that there are some hostile situations where, you know, the father absolutely is emphatic about it, and I do believe that is an ongoing conversation, and that, you know, when it comes to sharing and parenting your faith, there has to be mutual love and respect, and at times there has to be a place where you go, I respect your beliefs, and I ask you to respect mine. And the meeting place for me in this would be on Sunday mornings. I want to take the children to church. Now, how do you handle that, though, when little Johnny is no longer little? He's 16, and he says, you know, he's sitting on the couch Sunday morning, and you come out to go get in the car, and he's sitting on the couch with Dad watching football. Well, that's going to happen. And as young men grow older, you know, they do trend more towards what their father's doing. Not always, because I have some really great stories in the book about teenage boys who chose to go to church. They couldn't wait to get to church. I think it's how authentic we live our faith and how we love on our kids. And if we're hungry to go to church and we're hungry for more of God and we love talking about Jesus and we love spending time with him, that is so infectious and so... They want to embrace that. Yeah. It's so appealing to them that they just feel like, I want what mom has.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.